T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy's feet are too.
Well, Ted Woodward couldn't have known we'd have this kind of rain today. When
or
he
could
picked
he?
This song. Or maybe he did. Maybe he's just that good.
Well, it was forecasted for a while, so he probably did.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, music courtesy of Ted Woodward this week. We look forward to it. Maybe we can get McIntosh to give us some big band music.
Maybe.
Which he grew up with.
What are you calling him old? You don't get to call people old. That's my job.
I can call somebody old. Here's Todd Olmstead from Derby High School Baseball. They are going to the state tournament in Class 6A, playing campus on Thursday. Going to have to play on boats, I'm afraid, Todd.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Frustrating spring, hasn't it been, in terms of
it
rain?
It has been.
Yeah.
We've been outside over the last 2 weeks, maybe twice. So, well, yeah.
As you know, I'm a Derby guy, and I cannot easily accept losing to campus. So what are we going to do? I mean, what are you going to do to beat them, Todd?
Well,
they're good. They're really good.
They are. They are a very good team. They're very well coached. Hopefully we score some more runs than they do, and we can come out with that victory. But it's going to be hard.
Have you played them this year at all?
Yeah, we played them twice. They beat us both times 6-4 and 5-4.
Well, you're right there. You've had a lot of close games.
Yeah, we've those two, and then there was about five others that we lost by one run. To one hit here, and that's a completely different turn for our season, and maybe we don't play them first round.
What did you do in the last two games, your regional games against Gardner, Edgerton, and Manhattan? You won both of those games handily. So what was the difference there?
We got some breaks to go our way, and that's what we've been talking about for a while. A couple of hits, two out hits that sparked it, and as I, you know, we talk about all the time, hitting is contagious, and all of a sudden, you know, two guys got on, another guy gets a hit, and then the third guy gets a hit, and next thing you know, we put pressure on the other team, and Edgerton made a couple of errors to give us some big innings, and Manhattan, we came out, hit swinging the bat still, and Tyler Farmer, my lefty, after the first inning, threw a no-hitter, shut him out for 6 innings.
Todd Olmstead, our guest, Derby High School baseball coach. They play campus Thursday in the first round of the 6A tournament. I'm right that Marcia, Pam, and Robin are your sisters, correct?
No, sir, not related at all.
You're not related to them? Well, I've just I just completely put my foot in my mouth. How in the world are you not related to them? Olmstead's not that common of a name.
It's not, except for in Kansas. My relatives are mostly all from back Midwest in Michigan. So when we moved to Kansas in 84 was the first time, other than someone I was related to, that we actually had seen my last name.
Well, I'm just shaken by this news, because those three, I went to school with Robbins in my class, and they were all three really spectacular athletes, and I thought they had a younger brother, but man, this is what happens, Jeff. Go ahead and say it. I'm losing
when
it.
You get old.
Yeah.
They might have, because there is another Todd Olmstead from Derby, but he spells it different. It's a S-T-E-D.
Well, I don't even really want to talk to you anymore, Todd. No, I'm kidding. Of course I do. Now, I know you've been an assistant coach with the football team for some time, and that thing is just incredible. And congratulations to you and Brandon Clark and all the other coaches who have that rolling the way it is. And that has to be a lot of fun for all of you.
Oh, it is. And, I mean, the best part is, you know, working with the other coaches. Brandon likes to tell you guys that all the time, that, you know, we have such a good unit of coaches that even when, you know, we keep losing them because they're, you know, progressing out and making his tree look great. But, you know, we enjoy being together, and I think that really helps out and gets the kids to buy in. And, you know, and obviously winning takes care of a lot of everything else.
So speaking of family connections, I know you have a couple brothers on your team. Not his brothers, but you went to school with their dad, right? What's the connection there?
The Searings?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason is 2 years older than I am, so I knew him in high school, and kind of ran around in the same crowds. And then with my son being just a couple years older than Jackson, saw him all summer, you know, with our boys playing and against each other, with each other. So it's been one of those, I guess, when you stay in your home, you know, a hometown, you all of a sudden you start having the kids that you know their parents. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, good stuff. I'm still rattled by my miscalculation. I always thought that we don't need to even talk about it anymore. Todd, good luck. Let's beat and listen, I have some good friends at campus. I don't have the animosity certainly toward them I had when I was at Derby back in the day, but it's always nice to beat campus. We'll be watching that game closely. Hopefully it gets played on Thursday. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, there you go. Todd Olmstead. One of the big reasons I want to – now, listen, there's a lot of reasons we want that interview because he's a Derby baseball coach. They're playing campus. But I wanted to delve into the whole Olmstead thing.
Sorry.
Because I was under the impression – I know those – Robin, my goodness, I've known her forever. And the dad, Ray, I played summer baseball for him for 2 years during the year after my senior year of high school. And then the following summer after I'd pretty much stopped playing baseball.
Well, no relation.
That bothers me.
Well, you should have checked that out.
I tried. I sent messages to the quote-unquote sisters. They probably think...
You're nuts. That's why they didn't reply. Oh, well.
Let's take a...
It happens.
Let's take a break, Tom. I don't know what I'll mix up yet next.
He's much younger than them.
See, I didn't think so. I thought he was the youngest brother. And they had a young brother who came along 5, 8, 10 years after Robin.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.